Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 526.
It's weekend banter. What's happening, guys?
Happy Sunday.
What's going on?
Just got a notification. Spotify is saying 2019 Wrapped is coming soon. Replay your top songs of 2018, like Pompeii, acoustic ballad mix.
2018? It's saying play your 2018 mix?
Like your top songs of 2018. So it's saying these are what your top songs were of 2018. Get ready because 2019 is coming.
Okay.
What do you think will be on your top played of 2019?
Oh, dude, I tell you what.
It's a date question. Sorry, 97. I've stolen your date question.
No, I tell you what will be at the top of mine. It will be Catboy. It'll be Bodie's music. Mm-hmm. I mean, our YouTube channel is littered with, you know, recommended for you is Bodie's videos.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
I don't know what device I'm logged into.
Can you log out of the Daily Talk Show?
Absolutely not.
It's just annoying that there's so much kids content that's being recommended.
Why? It keeps us honest, does it?
The Sunday, Closed on Sunday, is that what it's called? That's another good song.
Closed on Sunday, Kanye West.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think it will make it in based on it. It's only just popped. It's just only come out.
Depends how many times I play it, I guess.
I mean, I've played a lot of that. Kanye's a genius. Mm. I know he likes to self. I mean, anyone who says they're a genius,
doesn't he almost want to call
them a genius based on. Mate, we'll decide if you're the genius or not. But
tall puppy.
Closed on Sunday is Kanye's song where he talks about Chick-fil-A, which your brother's favourite restaurant, according to you?
No, not my brother's favourite. But fun fact, my brother's wedding celebrant in North Carolina, he owned or was the manager of a Chick-fil-A.
Big difference.
I think he's the owner.
Because you know when you go to cafes and you see the guy, the girl, she's always there. And
you mean Lawrence? We love Lawrence.
No, seriously. Honestly, there was a guy at a cafe where I used to go years ago. I was like, man, this guy's the owner. Mm-hmm. He fucking owns this joint. Yeah. This is so cool. I'm mates with the owner.
Yeah.
Didn't own it. Didn't own any of it. Uh-huh. They're the people that you want though, I guess, working in your business.
Look at how much Lawrence has helped us.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Lawrence does own the cafe that we frequent.
Maybe. What's with your underarms?
It's an old T-shirt. I need to do the rounds, boys.
Oh, has it got a hole?
It's got a little hole.
Six holes.
Yeah, it's got a little hole there, guys.
Where do the holes come from? How does that actually happen?
I don't know. I mean, old fast fashion, to be honest.
What's going on?
No, this is just, I don't know, some shitty T-shirt. Hey, I don't like... We have a rule in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my rule that I'm pushing onto Amy, which is no seasons on Netflix. Like, we've done too many of them. We end up getting so deep. You just, especially if it's a good one, you want to watch it. So
the morning show. Oh, the morning show. I just thought on Friday the latest episode of the morning show's come out, and I haven't watched it yet. It's because they released six of them or whatever, five.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like a dealer.
Look at you, little junkie.
They've gotten us addicted.
But this is the problem. season, especially the bingeable stuff, like the stuff that's like four seasons are already there, or they just launch with four seasons. And so there's this one called-
Good condom brand as well.
Outlander.
Four seasons.
There's a show called Outlander.
Is it a Western?
No, it's set in the early 1800s, 1900s,
mm-hmm.
old as fuck, like back in like Scotland, Ireland, and it's, you know, everyone's like dressed up and it's of that era, but there's some time travelers in there where they've been able to go, you know, forward and back.
And you're watching it.
I didn't, to be honest, I don't like period drama.
Mm. You got a sense 97 there's a lot of things he doesn't like.
I've never been one to like English.
Sovereign Hill? Like Sovereign Hill?
Yeah, I love it. It's in Australia.
Sovereign Hill is for people not used to Australian references. How would you describe Sovereign Hill?
It's time has stopped in this little area. Ballarat was a gold rush town in outside of Melbourne. A couple of hours, it was booming. Mm-hmm. So much gold was found there.
Is it a theme park?
It's like they've
similar.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like a theme park
with no roller coaster.
In old time, so they've got old buildings. You can see gold being poured, gold being melted. You can go down into tunnels and a mine. It's so great. Of that era, And so I've never really liked the English period drama stuff. Like I just, some reason the accent stuff, I don't know. For some reason, I was, Downton Abbey, nah, can't do it.
I've never watched.
But I'm hooked on this one, Outlander.
What episode are you up to?
Oh, see, I have not come from season one. I came in at season four, I think.
Is this because Amy was watching it?
Amy was watching it and I was like, ah, this is annoying, but I'm trying to be better.
Was
trying
that because you
more
were
of what Amy wants.
Was it because that while she was away, she felt like she needed some company? And because you weren't home, she could do whatever
that
she wanted.
Or Tyrone.
Yeah, exactly. And we know we don't like Tyrone over. What are you doing, 97? You're very busy there. That was a funny bit.
No, well,
We look for validation. He was doing his research. But on this show, like, so I, some reason I just started watching when she was, we also have a 55-inch television in our room now.
Weird flex, but okay.
Mate, this is a house, we haven't had a TV in 4 years. Mm-hmm. More. Maybe 5 years. Ever since we got back to Melbourne, didn't have one.
Has it got Wi-Fi?
For what?
Is it? Can you? Wi-Fi, do you have like smart apps on there? Like you could open like Netflix.
I haven't gone that far. It's got a Netflix button. It's got a Netflix button, yeah, and it's got a YouTube it's got button.
Wi-Fi. So you're living at a motel.
Maybe. I don't give a shit.
No, but so what I'm trying. You must have.
Okay. Have you only watched satellite TV on it?
I didn't set it up, so
it doesn't have Foxtel.
I didn't have to put in the Wi-Fi password, which I'm sure Amy's done, right? I didn't do that.
The question is, has it got internet?
Yeah, it has to because it was Netflix.
Yeah.
I haven't thought too much about it. Dude, yeah. I was away. Tyrone set the TV up.
Well, because I was curious about it because you were saying that you couldn't watch like regular TV. You can only watch streaming.
Well, because we don't have a plug into the antenna.
And that's why I was confused.
So archaic. But yeah, I'll do some investigating. It's not a part of the story, but I've started. Yeah. So we're watching, it's on Netflix. So we're consuming it through there. And I've sat through, I'm like, okay, I'll sit through this one. An hour goes by. I'm like, oh, that was good. Another one. So I'm a little junky.
It's fine.
It's nice. And there's this one scene on it though, where they go on boats. What a time. To have to travel between, like us going to LA, we just go in this huge bird, just this big metal ship that flies.
Why do you call it a bird?
That's what they're called, birds.
Really?
Some people call them birds. Think about what's something that flies through the sky. You could reference a plane being a bird.
So do you understand planes, I understand them being birds.
That's what I said. I was saying we go on this big bird through the sky.
I thought you were saying imagine being on a boat, you know, a big bird. And so I thought
I was saying, we go to LA, it's amazing, we fly over there.
He was saying boats are big birds?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were five seconds behind what I'm saying.
I just thought you were questioning Tommy calling an aeroplane.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Lost your mind?
I thought you were saying, sorry.
They also call helicopters birds. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So maybe. I mean, these things that fly in the sky. Anyway, we take for granted that we just got to LA within 14 hours and it was quite comfortable. I had 3 meals. You slept all the way. Mm-hmm. Didn't piss.
Yeah. It's true. It's a skill.
Yeah.
And so was that that was it?
No. So they're going on ships and so they're sailing to, you know, Africa from England or wherever it is, right? And so what a fucking life to have to go on these boats where it's so dangerous. Like, think they're just big wooden things. Mm-hmm. Now
think about how many people would die on there. Just like diseases and all that. And what do they throw the bodies overboard? Like,
yeah, they throw them overboard. That's what they were doing. So there's they all come down with fevers and they've got fucking spots on their stomach and they don't understand what the disease are. Like, we are right now, if you were alive, like, we're so lucky to have made it this fucking far.
I actually agree. I think you shouldn't watch seasons anymore.
What?
No, I agree. I think that it was because it's almost like the dream stuff sometimes, you know, like retelling the story.
It's not even, I'm just referencing. Mason and I were having a great time talking about sickness. You just have tuned out based not understanding what I was talking about before.
So do you not like it when I tell you about my dreams?
No, I like it when you tell me about your dreams because it's something you get passionate about and there's very few things that you're passionate about. And so when you're like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then like, he's very detailed.
Well, they're crazy, aren't they?
I heard Seth Godin say no one cares about your dreams.
Really?
Which I was like, it's very true. I've got no interest in hearing about your dream.
Yeah.
It's a complete made-up world. Anyway, this season. Anyway, on the show, they touch on ships back in the day. They used to touch a horse hoof, like a horse shoe. What do you call it? The metal thing. So they used to touch it for good luck.
Is it a horseshoe?
Horseshoe. They used to touch it for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone didn't, potentially there was going to be bad luck and they would die at sea. Mm-hmm. And so on this episode, they're like touching. But I was like, the interesting thing is the person who had traveled the time was on the boat and she was like, this is absolute bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys get, do you guys understand that it's actually not doing anything?
Mm-hmm.
But people are superstitious.
Yeah, yeah.
People do have those things. I think it's probably less now, maybe when there wasn't answers for shit back in the day.
Well, think about how much we talked with Ash Williams, our mate who's been on the show a few times, about dying in a plane crash. And so I reckon I was probably 10% more sort of wary of dying on the plane.
Mm. But are you doing it? Are you living in any part of your life? Is there a superstition that you're connecting to? Yeah, I don't think. Like, you don't seem like the guy that cares too much. But there are a bunch of people out there love having. Like dream catchers even. Like,
oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I had dream catchers. I nearly bought one on Venice.
You were stupid.
Yeah, I was a stupid kid.
Kids are dumb. I was a fucking dumb kid.
All kids are dumb. Why is there such a push for youth?
What do you mean?
When I was a kid, when I was the student representative council president, I guess the whole thing is the kids are the future. That's why.
Well, yeah. Yeah, kids are our future.
Yeah, I get
that. The little Gronk walking around now who's
they're going to be looking after everything.
Will be president of the United States.
Yeah. It is a crazy
story. She doesn't know it's coming yet.
Yeah.
Mr. 97, are you superstitious? Like, I feel you could be the guy who actually has some weird thing. I put my shoes at the door.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're just as boring as I thought.
No, but I was Googling them just before.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey have so many.
People from Turkey.
I don't know if they're actually carried through and they, you know, actively do them. But in Turkey, an itchy right hand means you'll come into some money, but an itch on your left hand means you'll lose money.
Mm. Or you could just have a heat rash.
Yeah.
What if you don't know your left from right? You could panic a lot.
Yeah, big problem. Also in Turkey, chewing gum at night is apparently the equivalent of chewing on the flesh of the dead.
Mm, not good.
No. But what if it's extra and it's spearmint? It's lovely.
PK.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
What people still eat, chew PK?
Yeah. Yeah, I sometimes buy it. It's the real tight ass one because it's like 99 cents.
The great marketing of PK. Do you remember the ads, 97? Do you ever remember? So PK, is it an Australian brand? Is it a global?
I think, is it Wrigley's?
It could be. Yeah, I'm sure. They sort of own everything, but don't they?
Yeah, it's like an old school and it just says black with white text.
With yellow.
Yeah, and then the yellow packet. Mm. Then just is it or is it what show? It's quite
it's Wrigley's, yeah.
So they own it, but it's just like a bare bones pack.
Mm.
It's a little
You're
one.
Saying bare back.
Pack. I nearly said bare back pack.
Do you remember something specific about every ad? What do you remember from those ads?
I can't remember any ads.
So I remember like white teeth or whatever. They always like white teeth.
Mm.
There's one other thing with PK that I always remember.
What is it?
When they would flick it out of the pack.
Oh, yeah.
There was always two. So I think that there was a bit of a marketing or advertising exercise. It's like, we need to prime people to always take two out.
Yeah. Conspiracy Jimmy, my best mate, he's a two chew guy.
Mm.
He needs two chews. If you're going to give him chewy, he can't be one.
Yeah.
He needs to. He's got a big jaw.
Yeah.
Any other ones in Turkey? What else is it? What else did you find, Sevs?
There's another one in Turkey. Jumping over a child will curse them forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
What about our mate Spencer that jumped over you?
What? Am I a child?
Yeah. When do you move from being a child?
Don't know. I guess there's sort of mentally and then there's sort of, yeah, not sure.
Sometimes you don't make it past. You're still a child. We're all, we're quite childlike.
Yeah, I do child things. I mean, the Simpsons stuff, I announced yesterday with Adam and Simon that I am starting a bit of a daily ritual.
Have you done it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it has to be 2 days in a row. Like, it can only be a daily ritual if it's beyond one day. Uh-huh. And yesterday, first day, have you done it?
Well, so no, today, I no. But seriously, I watched the episode, but I didn't write it down, which is a dangerous.
So define the ritual? So yesterday,
the ritual I need to. Yeah, we talk about this a lot. It's definition of done, as 97 and I talk about. You got to make sure, you know. you can edit a post for Instagram, but if it doesn't get posted,
it's not done.
It's not done.
There you go.
And so that's why we're so fucking good now with our Instagram. Good job, by the way. Everyone's been saying how much you've been posting, which I think is good.
Great.
Who's been saying that? Josh. The people.
No, I think a lot of people respect it. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you if you enjoy how much we're posting on Instagram. But definition of done in this case, I need to actually write down the plot, main plot points.
And so you've broken the daily ritual. I guess there is still time in the day. You can still do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, at what point, like this is the, I mean, the one thing you and I are both consistent at in life is this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so implementing a new one, it's quite an undertaking. You like to get, I can imagine you want to give it your best.
I've also got like secret things that I'm doing, rituals that I'm not talking about.
That's good. That's good. Because maybe the problem's talking about them for you.
And so I've there's one that I want a brand involved with and I want to do it on the show. And so I've been I sent a final email on Friday a bit about, hey, the opportunity sliding. If you don't get back to me, I'm going to do this anyway and not involve you as a brand.
You got that lippy. So, I mean, why do you think it's going to move the needle with them based on?
I don't think I haven't received an email.
You sure it's going through?
Yeah, no, it's definitely going through. But that's something exciting that I will announce. Okay, great.
Fuck, it's always exciting to, I want to know your secret now. But I also don't want to squash it because if you have actually implemented something that's a ritual.
And it's working, then we don't want to stop.
I don't want you to stop it. Do you think there's a problem with verbalizing?
Definitely. There's a TED talk about it. Literally, don't speak about your New Year's resolutions. If you type that in 97, talking about your goals or talking about your New Year's resolutions, there's a TED talk.
So, yeah, I think I remember something around
chemistry.
You get the same feeling. Mm-hmm. The gym membership.
Yeah.
Buying it feels like you're going.
By the way, 2nd of January, I'm out of contract.
With Fitness First.
Yes. And so Bree she's been getting all into my calendar and saying, okay, we need to be cancelling this stuff. Mm. And so she's mapping it all out because
she's good like that. You needed to move some things off a credit card. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
No, she's told me about it, but I haven't done it yet. But the yeah, it's very much the monthly thing is easier. The yearly ones always get me. The yearly subscriptions because that's hard.
They get you to buy or they get you? No,
they get me on the renewal because I'm never going to think about it in a year's time.
But can you not just cancel it? After you sign up, cancel. That's what I do.
Well, so for instance, Otter, which we use on the show, I bought that last year, September 2018. It was $110. And then it got renewed this year on my personal account, September 2019. And so then you have to – so Bree's been going through and cancelling things so that when it comes for renewal, it doesn't hit the card.
The focus on the youth stuff I think is interesting because I was thinking about the noise around stick-it stuff, guys, wasn't as big back when we were kids. Mm-hmm. Like – if you like, it's the secret sauce, right? But it's not glossy or it's not that glossy to tell a kid, dude, do you know if you came and here every single day and did this thing? The closest thing I remember was Karate Kid, the movie, like the training involved sport to be the best karate kid on earth. And I did kickboxing for a bunch of time and I did it. I was obsessed with it and I did it so much. And I remember thinking around the martial arts has the discipline.
Yeah.
The karate, you know, going and the discipline connected to the martial art is transferable to other areas of life. But now with the noise and the YouTube and people talking about this stuff, the kids, I wonder if they're getting this and they're actually embodying it.
Yeah, I wonder if we're getting it because we're like, I'm nearly 30 and you're 31 or whatever. Like maybe that's, are you 31?
Yeah, 31.
Yeah, 31. Maybe we're just getting it because we're older. It's like what I was saying to Adam and Simon yesterday. The idea of going and doing year 12 now, I reckon I'd be pretty good.
Of course you would, dude. You would hope you're good.
Yeah.
You would hope you're good.
Do you reckon you would – how do you think you would do?
I'd pass.
Like, stop bragging.
I pass, bro. I mean, it's I think it's like now.
How do you think we would do 97? Yeah, I mean, you're the one who's just finished, not that far.
I mean, it's a dumb question.
No, you'd be fine. I reckon you'd both get above 70.
Fucking the arrogance on this kid.
Above 70. 70. So what would the
patronizing the way you said it?
80 or 70% on it? I mean, I guess you'd get both over 70s.
Of course, but I remember thinking not long ago, it's like now is the time I'd be best for uni. Not straight out of school.
Yeah.
Way too restless and didn't have my shit sorted. And
what would you study if you had to take a degree right now?
I was thinking.
If Open Universities decide to sponsor us.
What does that
mean?
Would
you do it?
What do they do?
Open Universities. So it's like a digital way of learning. So it's like you could like fucking Deakin or something like that. You could say, I'm going to sign up for their Bachelor of whatever.
Online.
And it's all online.
No. I wouldn't want that.
You want to go in. Yeah. You want the whole college experience.
I want the whole, yeah, mate. Yeah. No, Craig Harper, our mate's gone back to get his doctorate.
Yes.
Which is, he's on the ground.
Yeah.
He's there.
So you like the idea.
I don't think, like if money wasn't an issue and you didn't have to do anything other than study, I think I could commit myself to doing it. In terms of what I would do, we did some video work with one of our clients, Bond Street Dental. I was thinking
dentistry.
Mate. Like,
what do you think, 97?
I don't know about that.
Well, hang on. Was this conversation about what the fuck we're going to be good at or what you just want to do?
You want to look in people's mouths.
What is the
teeth and cavities and...
Oh, I just like Brent and Nima. Like, yeah, I like the guys and
I
like...
It was Brent. I wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to fucking throw you under the bus, but
I like them because there's this part of it where it's like...
They're high-end dentistry.
Open the mouth and you get into it. Yeah, I'd get into high-end dentistry. Yeah, I'd get into some probably some cosmetic shit too, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I think you would have to.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
I could imagine you as a cop.
Cop is the other one.
I was going to say cosmetic surgeon. What do we think? Just getting around it?
Yeah.
Nah. I know, definitely. What would you do, 97?
Probably maybe something in sports ed.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not physio, but more of a holistic health thing. Don't know, learning about the body.
Do work experience with Adam and Simon.
Maybe a kinesiologist.
That's movement, yeah?
I don't know. And you'd be interesting.
And so what would day-to-day be then?
What do you mean? Once you get the job or when you're studying?
What are you doing?
I think it would be learning about muscle groups, energy systems, that sort of stuff, cells.
Energy systems, what does that mean?
You've got like, what is it, ATP and
adenosine triphosphate. So it's like when your muscle contracts, it.
You've got another one, haven't
tears
you?
Tears and releases. ATP and,
I don't know. You've got these, the way that your body uses energy and your muscles use energy and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I've got no idea about it, but it's just you pick up like loose concepts from reading about it. And
it's because you're into the fitness stuff. Like I think everybody when they're going through something hard, if they're trying to build something, has a thought about the job you kind of resort to.
That's why the fitness industry is so big. Mm. Everyone's becoming Pete. It's like, oh my God, I love going to the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey Sally, didn't you used to go here? Yeah, I work here now. Do you want to sign up? Fuck off.
Being in the fitness industry, that's why I did it. Cause I was like, I like kickboxing. I like doing this and I care about health and helping people do it. And it's a transition. It's just the thing that's really popular because it's super easy to get into.
And so would you, so 97, if you were actually offered by one of these online training sort of companies and they would give you a bachelor's degree of something free of charge, there's no... So, you know, debt.
It has to be more incentive. More incentive for him.
I don't want to just study it.
Yeah,
I want to study what I want.
But you get it. You get the certificate at the end.
It's not a big enough draw card. I think it's like, what would you do if you got paid to go back and study? Because then it's a real incentive.
Both of you guys, if Open University came to you,
I wouldn't do anything.
You wouldn't do it?
No,
I wouldn't do it.
I think I would.
What would you do?
Maybe. International, maybe something on, what's it called? International politics or global politics. International affairs. Maybe.
What did he,
or journalism?
I can imagine the journalism thing.
International relations is international the degree. Relations,
but dude, we're running a university course here. I think that with what we've created, it's like
anti-terrorism.
Get a real niche degree.
Psychology would be interesting.
Psychology. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, social psychology. Sociology. What's the difference between sociology and
There's a lot of concepts that you have to do. Like you have to learn about, I'd rather learn about like the structure of the brain, more like neuroscience sort of stuff, and then a little bit of psychology.
You want to do like a Sam Harris?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I look at like Jace from the Coconut Crew. His psychology degree is horrendous.
Why?
Just the stuff that he has to do. They've got to like one of his assignments was to observe people on a bus. Or
you do that every day.
Yeah, but he had to go up and like talk to them and stuff
on the bus.
Yeah, and like it would be like eye contact and like it'd be a whole like.
Could I do it?
No, you can do it anywhere.
He's at a pickup course. He's talking to chicks. That's what he's.
Yeah, but you have to like you have to do like a study or whatever, and you have to like write down how many people like look at you and it's yeah.
I mean, we're doing projects. I think that's where it's like if you don't our uni degree was. Setting ourselves little projects and creating them, building geek intern. What is it? What was it? Melbourne Geek.
Melbourne Geek, yeah.
Building Melbourne Geek.
I just think it'd be something fun because I've never like in maybe doing something around writing stuff, but it's probably a lot of work. How many hours?
It's a lot of work and you've got to find the discipline for it. So that's what I take my hat off to anyone who gets through these courses that has the discipline to study, show up, deliver the work.
Because there's no point doing it unless you actually develop. If it's tokenistic, I hear these like radio ads where they're like, oh, we can give you like credits based on stuff that you've done. And at that point, it's just like ticking boxes and not actually doing shit.
Yeah, which is then questioning the whole degree system outside of things like doctor and physios, chiropractor. Like I think there's a bunch of stuff you need a degree in.
Mm.
But business, there's plenty of entrepreneurs that haven't done anything. Friend of mine did his
finance.
Dry.
Yeah, super dry. Yeah,
so this is just one like semester or unit that'd be quite dry.
Okay.
Did you do economics in school?
No.
No. 36 hours contact.
A week.
No, it's for one semester.
Wow. 36 hours.
And that's not even
That's not much.
That's online.
Made homework as well.
36 hours.
That's in class. And then
you know that like we do 38 hours here a week.
No, but then you have to go home and do your homework. Job.
But this is per semester?
Yeah.
That means that's an hour.
Yeah.
That's an hour every 2 days. That's half an hour a day.
You're talking about the luxury of not having to do anything outside of what the contact hours.
I'm just saying.
People are doing that and have a family and working. Yeah.
It's less time than the Simpsons stuff.
It blows my mind, and you can't even stick at that.
No, I'm actually doing it, but I'm just not completely. So,
today, are you going to fill in your book? Are you going to write the plot, or are you going to have to rewatch it again for a second time and then
give
fill
it
in
a
the
quick
plot?
Rewatch? I think that the thing is
he hasn't answered it. So
I need to rewatch, and the reason is because it's bad habits. Just watching and not writing it down, bad habit, and so. Yeah. The thing that's difficult is it's an easy one to watch.
What about writing while watching? So you're actually you're scrolling.
No, I'm using I've got a Moleskine notepad for it.
Oh no, notebook. So this morning when you did it without writing, you're just watching.
Yes,
I mean that's the beauty of the show. It's amazing. It just
it was good fun. But the other thing is, I'm over the old episode, so I'm only watching the new stuff. So there's a fair few problems with it.
Yeah.
We had a video that Matt Diavella made for us.
Yeah, our homie Matt. Mm-hmm. So good.
He's really helping out a couple of gronks.
Right. Call in the big guns when you need a bit of help.
He created a video called The 3 Year Rule. And we've been talking for the last year. We were on his Ground Up Show podcast where if you just type in imposter syndrome, Matt Diavella, it will come up,
yeah.
We did a video back a year ago when we were in LA and we've been talking in the past year and he's like, when you guys come to LA next, it'd be great to do a video.
Yeah. And then we only booked our trip sort of 3 weeks before we decided It was a thing.
Yeah.
Before that, we flew out.
Yeah, and so there was a few things. Devella was sort of coming up with a concept that would work well with what we're sort of all about, and he landed on this idea around our 10 years of plan of doing the show.
Well, before you met him, just when you met him, he didn't even have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't – did he tell you that he was committing to a couple of years of doing the – YouTube channel without working and doing other client stuff?
I remember like vividly, it was like a hot day in Melbourne. We were walking around and we were talking about heaps of things. One of the things which has been consistent, which I love, is he was always talking about, this was just off the back of Minimalism and Design Disruptors, which was a documentary that he made with InVision, which is that company that for like website mockups. So sometimes you get an InVision link from a web designer and you can click around. That's their product. Anyway, they commissioned him to do a feature film where he went around to the top tech companies like Google, interviewing all of their designers. But the one thing that he was saying back then was it's like find people who have an existing audience who doesn't have the technical ability from a filmmaking point of view and work together on something. And that's what he did with Minimalism. And I heard him the other day talking about that as well. He just started that, started YouTube a couple of months after that, had huge amounts of success. And so a few weeks ago we were in LA and we did a video with him.
Yeah. I mean, there's no assurity in finding success in committing to any of these things. That's the crazy bit too, right? So it's like it's in vogue to say stick to stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's also the same on the same token, it might not work.
Yeah, yeah.
Which.
Well, he started off with like 50, 60, 70 views and he was trialing all different things.
Mm.
But I thought before we finish up, we should get 97. I was asking you before to go through the YouTube comments of that video. So that, how many views has that video had? It's over 500,000 views, I think. We've gained 6,000 subscribers from him generously pushing. So if you're here, like, subscribe and comment below. And sorry about our thumbnails, but it's just the way it is.
YouTuber. Jules Lund, friend of ours, quite successful in Australia. I was watching him talk earlier in the week and he became one of the biggest presenters on television, on one of the best shows, the most sought after show, to be an adventure host on a travel show. It's fucking, you get to fly around the world. Everyone wants that job.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers someone telling him, there's a high chance you won't get the job you want in one of these courses where he was training to be a presenter. But then he's saying, when I say there's no assurity of getting it, it's like someone has to get it. There is someone out there walking around that will get it. They have just as much chance as you getting it. Mm. They're just as talented and they might get it.
Well, I guess.
But like, they don't know they're going to get it. That's the point. No one knows if they're going to get it.
Well, we talked about it. I remember a year ago, we would always say, what if we're the exception? There's a bunch of people who have a podcast. Like you could say 7 days a week, it's not going to work. What about if you're the exception?
Yeah. And so living as if you are the exception, doing the show as if you are the exception, because if it doesn't work,
you gave it your best.
Yeah. And there's a chance that being in that posture of we will be the exception, that it could work.
97. Questions, comments, what are people saying on YouTube?
Comment. We got a comment from Mel. Love how the talk show is filmed at different locations, makes it feel new every single time.
Oh, sorry, Mel, we're back in the studio.
Yeah. Different because it's the first time you're seeing this, maybe.
But you're going to get real bored.
Orange Bags says, you guys inspired me. Thank you. I started my video even though no one is watching me. It's okay. I'll keep going and going.
Good one, Orange Bags.
Go.
Sam Allen says, great way to finish the American trip, boys. Hope the cheesy buns don't come back to bite you during the flight.
That was in regards to our In-N-Out episode. In-N-Out
burgers. And just on that, Lynn Jansen, I love you, Josh, and I'm very happy you're eating meat again.
Yeah, so that's my mum. So in that snippet, I must have said, she never says she loves me, but she says eat meat.
No, she says I love you, Josh.
No, but what I'm saying is in the video, I said she never says that she loves me.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's the reason why she's saying it.
Oh, okay. So there's.
Because that's weird. So she's playing into that.
Yeah.
She's pushing back.
Lynn, say it in real life.
Yeah.
On Insta, it doesn't mean much.
I dare you.
I dare you, Lynn. I dare you to tell Josh you love him.
If she's dead. anything else, 97? One question. Well, one thing that was coming up, someone was like, oh, these guys are just trust fund kids. Did you see that? No idea. But I wrote something. I was like, look, we can all hide, right? We can all hide from the idea that the people who are doing things have it better off.
Mm.
But I think that a while ago I worked out that there were a heap of people who had way less resources, way less money, way less time, and were doing the things that I should have been doing. And I think that's all we can look at.
Yeah, 100%. I think also, like, I know a bunch of trust funders.
Mm-hmm. They're a bit fucked up.
No. The one thing that you cannot take away from them is some of them have really great work ethic, because what they've seen is the guy, the girl who built the fucking empire that they're living off.
Yeah.
And so they actually are around high performance. And so some, like, it's not always just luck to be able to build a business. It's not always, it's not always luck. Like, they,
I guess the point is that they've had a leg up.
Yeah. And so there is a leg up, but there's no legs up here, son.
Well, we've got our own sort of privilege and all that sort of thing. Yeah. I just don't know if it's cash.
But if it is, mate, give me access to that bank account, all right?
Anything else, no serves?
The other one was, are you guys a couple?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, potentially. We did do a...
a couple of what? We're a couple of gronks. Is that what it said?
Did you ask if you're a couple?
A couple is in relation.
Yeah.
We have a good relationship. Well, is that what you're saying?
Bearded Fan, we did his podcast last week.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know how I ended up getting into sort of a metaphor, but it involved, you know, it's like I was talking about guests. I was saying, you know, at the start it was just Tommy and I. It was like we're a couple and we're sort of sexually exploring. And now with guests, we're adding other people into the bedroom.
I mean, the only confusion could have been if they found us a little earlier was joshandtommy.com, which was a same-sex couple that were getting married, and that was their website.
I own that now. Yeah. 97.
It expired, okay, but we bought it.
Elapsed.
But no.
Yeah. Hopefully the relationship's good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got it just in case we decide to get married one day.
Well, I guess you don't need it. Once you've had your wedding, you don't need the registry thing anymore.
What signs do we give off that we're a couple? Because we don't even need to answer whether we are or not. you can work that out.
Just bickering. I don't know.
Is it?
Potentially. Also, maybe like, maybe being Australian or whatever, you give off different vibes. Don't know. Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you are enjoying this content, if you're watching on YouTube, please like. If you haven't subscribed yet, do that as well. If you are on Instagram, you can go to The Daily Talk Show on Instagram and take a screen grab of whether it's the video or the audio player that you're listening on and share it on Insta Story so we can say thank you for listening. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.